Young, and happy Friday, Sonny.
Happy Friday to you, Kim.
Well, Sonny, I understand your sports report packs some punch this evening.
Punchy indeed, Kim. It's time to climb between the ropes once again with our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta. Good evening, Namdi.
And a good evening, Sonny.
Namdi, the big fight this weekend at the MGM Grand Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas.
Like I always say, for every fight, everybody had a game plan. As of right now, there's not a blueprint on how to beat Floyd Mayweather. No one has found the way to break the Mayweather code.
Floyd Money Mayweather goes up against the pride of Margarita, Argentina, Marcos Maidana, nicknamed El Chino. Maidana, currently the World Boxing Association welterweight champion. How's it shaping up, Namdi?
Sonny, we are going to see a very good fight because Maidana, we also call him the Matador. He will stand and fight, and he's a dangerous puncher, a pressure fighter. He's got power in both hands. You're looking at a situation, if Mayweather loses focus in any second or any minute, he can have his ribs knocked out completely. It's not as easy a fight as everybody thinks it will be, but it's going to be an interesting fight to watch Saturday night.
How would you describe the preparations by the two fighters, Namdi?
Preparation's been very good, but there's no buzz on this fight. You know, like in the past, Mayweather fight, they were streaming into movie theaters. You go to the movie theater, you pay $25 and you watch the fight. They sell out 17,000 arena in Las Vegas, huge buzz. But for this fight, even the books in Las Vegas says the underdog has no chance of winning at all. And this is where we find ourselves in big trouble when you don't believe the opponent can do any damage, and bang, he gets the main guy knocked out. So don't be surprised if we see something shaky Saturday night.
Namdi, what's the prize money for Mayweather Maidana?
Well, we always call him Money Mayweather because he's the ATM, you know. he has a minimum guarantee of $32 million. It doesn't end there. That's just the front end. And the back end, when you add pay-per-view, when you add foreign TV rights and sponsor, he may be walking away with close to $50 million for this fight. From Maidana, poor guy from Argentina, he walks away with $1.5 million, you know. So it's still not a bad change for Maidana. And the price is not as big as Canelo fight or the other big ones, but $50 million from one fight is not a bad deal, Sonny.
Namdi, taking a look at the two records, Mayweather unbeaten in 45 fights, while Maidana has suffered three losses, all by decision, to Andreas Kotelnik, Amir Khan, and Devon Alexander. Amir Khan, Namdi, he's fighting on the undercard of Mayweather Maidana. Maybe a future opponent for Mayweather?
Well, that's what everybody's been talking about. And oh, yeah, the winner of Amir Khan and Luis Collazo will fight Mayweather. But check this out. Amir Khan has been sitting around waiting for Mayweather since last December, Sonny. This is his first fight back. He's going to be rusty. I bet you one thing, Luis Collazo will knock out Amir Khan. I hope I don't put my house on this one. Look, man, dude has not fought in a long time. He's going there with a puncher that destroyed Andre Beto. And you know who Andre Beto is, a former world champion. Luis Collazo is hot. He's just coming off this big win. And he can fight. You know, if Amir Khan can run for 12 rounds, then he can win the fight. But you can't run for 12 rounds. You've been off your game for a long time. You're going to get cornered. You're going to get caught and bang on your chin. Hey, it's going to be over. And then forget about fighting Mayweather. A bad fight for him. He sat out too long. I think bad management, this may be the end of Amir Khan.
Namdi, Marcos Maidana coming off the biggest win of his career against Adrian Broner to take the WBA welterweight belt. Broner is also on the undercard.
Yeah, he's fighting Carlos Molina. Carlos Molina lost to Amir Khan right here in Los Angeles at the Sports Arena. He's okay, but he's not in that league, same league with Andre Broner. is in that car for Broner. But mind you, Broner is coming back to the junior welterweight division, the 140-pound division. So he's no longer a welterweight. At 140, he can destroy guys, and I think it's an easy knockout for Andre Broner, and he'll be back in the picture.
Namdi, big sports story right in your backyard of Los Angeles this week. Not in the boxing world, but in the basketball world.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling receives a lifetime ban from the NBA for making racist remarks. He was also fined $2.5 million. And the NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, says he'll do everything in his power to force Sterling to sell the Clippers, who will probably get at least, I'm talking about Sterling, at least $500 million when he sells the team. Well, whose name comes up as one of the potential buyers of the Clippers but Floyd Mayweather? What's the likelihood of the money man spending some money on the Clippers, Namdi?
Sonny, also add Oscar De La Hoya, the golden boy. He wants to be part of it. Come on, man. This is a major franchise market. I'm talking about Los Angeles, Hollywood. This is the entertainment capital of the world. The team is worth at least $1 billion+. Mayweather made $73 million last year just for two fights. Look, the cats we have stepping forward to the table right now, these are big boys. We're talking about big boys. We're talking about billionaires, you know. Mayweather is not in that league, I'm sorry to say, Sonny. You have a guy like David Geffen. David Geffen is a music mogul, movie maker, and he's worth $7.6 billion. I'm talking with B. You're talking about Oprah Winfrey with Magic Johnson. You're talking about Larry Erickson. Come on, man. De La Hoya is worth at least maybe $150 million. Floyd Mayweather and all his money and all that, maybe $300 million. You're going against a guy who has that $1 billion to drop on the table, like we say in Nigeria, no shaking. You can't compete, man. So, and not only that, Sonny, there's strikes against these two boxers. De La Hoya just came out of his second rehab. Mayweather went to jail for beating up his wife. LA cannot take one more eccentric owner like what we just had.
I mean, that's right.
A pillow talk between a racist billionaire and his sidekick gets him banned for life. We don't need any drama. For me personally, I would think more of David Geffen, the $7.6 billion guy, teaming up with Oprah Winfrey. We will close the deal. But this man, Donald Sterling, is not going to go away. He's going to fight till the end because he's a shrewd businessman. He can just give up the team. The team is worth at least $1 billion+.
Namdi, you mentioned Oscar De La Hoya, one of the big promoters now in boxing with his Golden Boy Promotions. Some turmoil in Oscar's camp.
VOA!
Tell our VOA listeners about that.
Sonny, when Oscar De La Hoya started a promotion company, Golden Boy Promotion, he brought in a Swiss banker, Richard Schaefer, to run the company for him. And at the same time, De La Hoya was dealing with drugs, prostitutes, rehabs, and all this stuff. This gentleman from Switzerland built this company to be the best in the world of boxing. I'm talking about Golden Boy. Now De La Hoya is back. De La Hoya wants to take the company away from Richard Schaefer. But in the meantime, Richard Schaefer is aligned with the biggest boxing broker in Al Haymon. So there's a talk of Richard Schaefer going with Al Haymon and Money Mayweather and leave De La Hoya alone with Canelo. So we may see a big breakup of Golden Boy Promotions after Saturday, where everybody's waiting for the Mayweather fight Saturday night. After Saturday night fight, we expect a big breakup next week with Golden Boy going with De La Hoya and Schaefer going a different way. And that's going to be a big break in the fight game.
I'm Manny Pacquiao, the fighter from the Philippines.
Manny Pacquiao, the Pac-Man, gained revenge recently, Namdi, on Timothy Bradley. The Pac-Man scored a unanimous decision. Your thoughts on the fight and what's next for Pac-Man?
I have to give it to him because I didn't believe he will perform the way he performed because a lot was riding on his performance, you know, especially coming off that bad knockout by Juan Manuel Marquez. he put up a good fight. Fight was even close. I mean, remember Sunday, the first fight, there was no need for a rematch because Manny Pacquiao beat Timothy Bradley for the first fight. So right now, he's talking about returning in September, either going to Macau or return to MGM. It looks like it'll be MGM against Juan Manuel Marquez for that revenge fight.
Nnamdi, let's move up and wait now to the heavyweights, the big boys. Vladimir Klitschko, he's been dominating the heavyweight division, and he made his 16th successful title defense recently in Germany. Tell us about that.
Sonny, we don't like this guy's style, Vladimir Klitschko. A jab and grab style. Really, this guy is a heavyweight champion of the world because he's just been handpicking. But what still gets me is that they take this fight to Germany and they draw 10,000 people, 15,000 people. And German TV pay them this outrageous amount of money for TV rights. These fights are meaningless fights. The opponents are meaningless opponents. That's why the heavyweight division is almost dead, because this guy just keeps fighting nobodies. You know, I mean, he fought someone from New Zealand by name Lepo, and going into that fight, we all knew that he just jab and grab and suddenly stopped the guy, and that was exactly what happened.
Nnamdi, here in Washington, Bernard Hopkins solidified his great legacy in the fight game. 49 years old, he unifies the light heavyweight titles. He beats Shubanov from Kazakhstan. Tell us about that.
Sonny, Bernard Hopkins was 19 years older than Behboud Shubanov. Go back and look at the fight. He dominated the fight. But go back to the 11th round, Sonny, where from just nowhere, he pulled a huge counter right hand, dropped the youngster on the floor. For us in the fight game, watching a 49-year-old guy spanking a youngster around the ring, I mean, means a lot, man, because Bernard Hopkins will go into the books as the best boxer of this era, because he lived well, he lived clean. At 49, all the guys of his era, they're all retired and gone. He's still fighting.
Thanks, Nnamdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moeta. I'm VOA Sonny Young, and that's